Later Muslim tradition would elaborate on the themes of heaven, hell, and judgment, but the Quran remains reticent, its language characteristically elusive and mysterious. More crucially, it compels the listener to face up to the judgment in the immediate present. The Day of Reckoning was not merely a distant event, it was also a moment of truth here and now. The probing, intimate questioning and the use of the present tense obliged listeners to face up to the implications of their behaviour on a daily basis. What would it be like to know that you had wasted your time on earth when it was too late to do anything about it? The Quran asks insistently, "Where are you going with your life?" Human beings were not inherently evil, but they were forgetful, all too eager to push these uncomfortable ideas to the back of their minds. So they needed a constant reminder, or zikr. "Remind them," God urged Muhammad. "All you can do is be a reminder." People must therefore become self-aware, conscious of what they are doing. They must cultivate the virtue of taqwa, a word that is sometimes translated fear, but is better rendered mindfulness. They must be continually on their guard against selfishness, greed, and arrogance. Instead of frightening themselves with the fear of hell, they should meditate on the signs, or ayat, of God's generosity in the natural world and imitate His benevolence. Look at the camel and how it is created. Look at the sky and how it is raised. Look at the mountains and how they are set. Look at the earth and how it is spread. The entire cosmos was a veil which hid the presence of its creator. The succession of day and night, sun and moon, the life-giving rains and the marvelous construction of the human being were all signs of God's presence. By contemplating these signs in a sustained and disciplined manner, they would become aware of the inexpressible reality behind them and be filled with gratitude. At present, the Quraysh despised the weak. They believed that failure and poverty revealed an inherent lack of nobility, so they felt no obligation towards the poor, the orphan, or the widow. But if they understood their dependence upon Allah at every moment of their lives, they would appreciate their own frailty, and their arrogance would be tempered by awe and wonder. They would lay aside their haughty self-reliance and their proudly cultivated refusal to bow to any creature, human or divine. Muhammad wanted every man, woman, and child in Mecca to develop within themselves the humble thankfulness that should characterize the human condition.